for your time.
Yeah.
Can we just start off with the new introduction of Mindshare Fast? Can you just give us a brief intro into it, and then we can go from there?
Yeah, so Fast, we set up Fast probably about a year ago now. It stands for Future Adaptive Specialist Teams, with the intent of creating a division really at the far frontiers of adaptive marketing. And at a very functional level, you know, the team does a lot of real-time media work, so programmatic and search, some of those areas. But at a broader level, the team is really there to help our clients become adaptive marketers, to accelerate their own ambitions when it comes to real-time marketing. So it's an open model in that sense. When we meet with them, kind of assess where they are, we will then pull in the very best people within Mindshare, within Group M, WPP, externally, to help them with their creative ambitions, their media ambitions, their analytical ambitions, whatever the case may be.
How is it performing?
Well, it's going very well. We have about 20 Fast operations up and running throughout the network. We've got 4 regional hubs. We've got Singapore. We have London, New York, and Mexico. And we're planning on doubling the number of Fast offices that we have over the course of the next 6 months. So hopefully by the end of the year, we'll have 40 different Fast operations up and running throughout the network. And, you know, the reaction from the clients, which is really the most important thing, has been very positive for them. I think they all recognize that they need support, they need help, they want to move faster with their ambitions and their plans. And for them to have an organization that's almost a catalyst to help, you know, hit the accelerator button, yeah, I think is really useful from their perspective. So it's been very positive.
And how did the idea come of making this cohesive unit to deal with the clients? Because you, as you said, you draw from all aspects of Group M and WPP. So how does that work?
Well,
and how did it come about?
I think there have been so many disparate conversations that the feeling was, rather than having a lot of fragmented conversations around these things, to have one conversation.
Yeah.
And that was mainly for the benefit of the clients, that they knew where they could go to for help and assistance in this particular area. So the genesis has been primarily around that, which is simplify it for clients. And not to mention the fact that, you know, some of these areas are really difficult. So to be really, really good at these things, having some structure around them to ensure that we're consistently delivering around the world in areas like programmatic and search, I think is also important. Because it's changing so rapidly. Every week there's new products from Facebook or Google, and so how do you take those things, quickly codify them, and roll them out around the world? So having some discipline and structure around that's been, I think, very important for us to just keep up with the pace of change, to move fast.
Of course, I'd be remiss having you sitting here across me and not ask you, so what are your thoughts of where the industry is now and how it's evolving?
Well, it's, you know, from one perspective, it's the most exciting time to be in this industry. I think the pace of change is remarkable, and the opportunities to do things that we could never do before, I think is amazing now and will be even greater over the next couple of years as technology advances. And, you know, everything from voice interaction, which nobody really thought much about a few years ago, which is now, you know, whether it's Google Home or Amazon Echo or soon to be the HomePod, Apple speakers, is advancing rapidly. And that's a fascinating area of, you know, how do brands actually interact with, or how do people interact with brands when it comes to voice. Artificial intelligence, we think, is absolutely, you know, a really fascinating area, not only from, you know, making our media work harder, better targeting, better predictive outcomes, predictive capability, but also just helping people. You know, how do brands use artificial intelligence to create better utilities and better experiences for people? And then, of course, AR, VR, the immersive technologies is, you know, there's probably some hype around that, but these are things that I think quickly developing, and over the next year or two will begin to mature and begin to scale. You know, particularly if, you know, when we look at AR, if Apple and the other companies start to bake AR technology into the phones themselves.
Yeah.
So you don't have to download an app. You can basically experience it natively. So it's an amazing period of time. At the same time, there's just immense challenges because there's a lot of disruptions, a lot of new companies that are entering the space, the consulting companies, for example, who are buying agencies right and left. Very smart people, so we should never underestimate them. You've got Google and Facebook continuing to grow their empires, which I think brings a lot of challenges to marketers to get objective guidance and objective data on what's actually happening. Of course, people don't just live in a Google ecosystem or a Facebook ecosystem. They live in multiple ecosystems. And, you know, just the pressures I think normal agencies, creative agencies, and media agencies are facing, and how do they just become more efficient? How do they raise their game? So I think it's going to be a really interesting period of time. And what I always tell my people at FAST is pretend you were sitting in a garage in Bangalore, and what would you do to disrupt our business? And we really need to think that way, and we can't be frightened of the answer. And I think sometimes we look at things like automation and we think it's a sinister thing. Well, whether we like it or not, it's going to happen. So we can either act like the two people in the garage in Bangalore and accept it and get on with it, or we can dig our heels in and pretend that it's not happening and suffer the consequences of that.
As one of the leaders in this space, which pretty much our lovely mobile report also represents, you guys were top by a fair margin.
Yes, we were very happy with that.
Which one of these hot tools are you most excited about? Like, which of them do you see the most potential?
Well, I think they all have potential. I think the area that interests me the most is artificial intelligence and the fact that in an age of ad blocking, that some of the most useful brands may be brands that don't say anything, they just do things on your behalf. They make life easier for you. So, you know, they automatically will communicate with connected devices and machines. And I always say that the three industries to look at that really are the most innovative industries that are out there, and you can choose to print this or not, but they would be, and unequivocally, this has been since the birth of the internet, pizza, porn, and poker, gaming. Every great invention has happened in those three areas. If you need to do some research, you can look at one of those areas. But what Domino's Pizza's been doing is just unbelievable, I think. You know, they've got voice interaction through their app. You can talk to Dom, order pizzas through voice. The whole tracker system that they have, which again is a nice example of the Internet of Things and a brand doing something on your behalf, is that when you order your pizza, based on where the delivery is, it'll automatically turn off your sprinklers, it'll alert you. It's just doing things for you, and I think, to me, that's almost the ultimate advertising of the future. It's stuff that's implicit, it's not explicit, and it's just helpful, and it's talkable. You'll tell your friends about it because it's so incredibly powerful. It doesn't mean there won't be explicit communication. Of course, you got to tell people these things exist, and Domino's does advertise that fact. But I think there's going to be huge pressure for brands to really deliver on their promise.
And what are the particular trends that you are most excited or disappointed about?
I am disappointed by ad blocking. The last statistic I saw, there was 600 million ad blockers out there, still double-digit growth. And, you know, I've been doing digital since 95 now. I really care about digital. That's a passion point for me. And it's amazing to me how many publishers still have very annoying, intrusive advertising formats. And, you go to these top 20 lists on your mobile phone, and you have to keep clicking next to get to the next one, and there's just more ads that load up on the page, and you can't tell whether you're clicking next. Hopefully you guys don't do this. And you can't tell where the next button is. And the one thing we've learned over the years is that you can't annoy people into liking your brand. It doesn't work that way. So I think as an industry, we just have to get much better, and the Coalition for Better Advertising is one of those things. And Google's made some efforts of eliminating bad ad formats. But it's amazing how we don't learn from history. We keep repeating the same mistakes again. And when you think mobile devices are very personal devices, so it's really, if it was annoying on a desktop, it's really annoying on a mobile device. It's going to be even more annoying on my watch or my fridge or whatever, or my car, my connected car.
So I don't know. That's a trend that annoys me because we should know better.
And if given the power, is that the one thing you would change in the industry?
No, I think if I had one thing to change, I would change the dynamics with procurement because it's there's an extraordinary tension of clients needing more help and more guidance than ever before and procurement departments that are operating in a model that existed 20 years ago. And somehow that's got to be reconciled. And unfortunately that's out of our hands, but for the moment at least.
And finally, do you think the time has come where agencies and brands should maybe start building their strategies and campaigns around these digital tools, or are they still too young for that? Are they still there to service the greater idea?
I think in a bizarre way, given the pace of change, I think actually brand building is more important than ever before. And when I mean brand building, I don't mean a TV spot. I think the role of brand agencies, creative agencies, is so fundamental because if you don't have that real strong foundation and basis, all the agile stuff is pointless. It's just it's a series of disconnected tactics. So I still think the brand and the idea and the expression of the brand is really fundamental. I just think then the pace of communication on top of that foundation is really what's changed because of digital technologies. But I actually say, you know, people often ask me, you know, are creative agencies still relevant? Yes, actually, they're more relevant than ever before. It's just that their focus, I think, needs to probably change a bit.